This is a Pastor for the Day message by Hank Block for October 2023. Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as Radio Pastor for the Day. As noted last month, the Book of Leviticus is one of my favorite studies as it portrays the beauties and perfections of the Lord Jesus Christ in so many wonderful ways. It is the presentation of God's thoughts concerning His pleasure in His only begotten Son, as it introduces our Lord, in the first instance, as the burnt offering. Last month, the voluntary nature of this sacrifice was examined as addressing the Lord's willingness to come to the earth and to the cross of Calvary. In our visit today, we will examine the fact that the Lord Jesus perfectly fulfilled the will of God His Father in every aspect of His inner being and public life, even unto the death of the cross. In the words of C.H. McIntosh, it may be noted that if the Lord Jesus came forth to accomplish this glorious work of atonement, His highest and most fondly cherished object in doing so was the glory of God. He Himself said, "Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God." Hebrews 10, verse 7. This was the grand motto in every sense and circumstance of His life, and in none more markedly than the work of the cross. Let the will of God be what it might, He came to do it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we may say, because we know that our portion is in the accomplished work of His will, for by it we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hebrews 10:10. Still, the primary aspect of Christ's work was Godward. It was an ineffable delight to the Lord Jesus to accomplish the will of God on this earth. No one had ever done this before. No one had ever perfectly, invariably, from first to last, without hesitation, without divergence, done the will of God. But this is exactly what the Lord Jesus did. He steadfastly set His face to go to Jerusalem. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And as He walked from the Garden of Gethsemane to the cross of Calvary, the intense devotion of His heart was made visible in His statement, "The cup which My Father hath given Me, shall I not drink it?" Now, in all this self-emptied devotedness to God, there was truly a sweet savor, a perfect man on the earth, accomplishing the will of God even unto death, was an object of amazing interest to the mind of heaven. Who could fathom the profound depths of that devoted heart which displayed itself under the eye of God on the cross? Surely none but God could. For this reason, the burnt offering was laid out in all its parts and completely consumed on the altar of sacrifice. In all His inward being and in its outward expression, He was in tune with His Father, bringing unmitigated glory to God to the satisfaction of His Father's heart. Oh, what a Savior! This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.